Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines. This episode is brought to you by you. That's right, you, the listener. Without you help supporting this podcast, this site, we wouldn't be able to bring it to you. So deeply appreciated for all of those who have already supported. And if you want to help support OTR Westerns, please go to otrwesterns.com/donate. Again, that's otrwesterns.com/donate. And donate as little or as much as you feel like donating. Really appreciate it. Let's get into this episode. This episode is going to be The Lone Ranger. Original air date is November 18th, 1942, and the title is Thundering Hooves. Hope you enjoy.
Fiery horse with the speed of light, the cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. Tonto, the masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness, have come down to us through the generations, and nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! There's danger on the trail ahead! Oh, Silver! Hurry!
Black clouds scudded across the night sky. Wind whipped along the border like a surf lashing the shore and swept north with countless whirlpools of prairie dust. Shivering in the wintry blasts, a herd of longhorns huddled closer together and bawled plaintively. The waddies detailed to guard them blew into their cupped hands and ducked their heads against the dusty onslaught.
Watch them calves, Lefty! They stray from the herd, we'll never find them in this dust!
Yeah!
Can't keep the sand out of my eyes!
I'll be glad to get back to the bunkhouse.
Lefty, look!
What?
Prairie fire!
Holy cats!
The wind's blowing it this way!
Quick for the cattle!
And the ranch buildings, too! Get the boys, we gotta hit it up! Get up there!
As the waddies raced to the ranch house for aid to combat the fast-spreading flames, the small, shrewd eyes of two men who watched them go flickered with amusement. They pulled their hat brims over their faces to shield them from the sandstorm, then looked again at the now roaring prairie fire they had started.
They won't stop that blaze in a hurry, Barney.
You said it, Spade.
You got the wind with us, too.
Yeah, and a dust blizzard. Just to make it harder for them cowpokes to put it out.
It'll take just about every hand they got to fight the fire.
Yeah. Even them that's guarding the cattle.
As soon as they're all busy with the blaze, Leif and the boys will rustle the steers.
Lighting a grass fire is the best decoy we've hit on yet.
Yeah, ain't no way they can meet it.
Waddies are coming back.
Bringing scythes to cut the grass.
Look back there. Ain't that Leif and the boys?
Yeah, that's him. They're splitting up to stampede the herd.
Bring them size over here. Cut down the grass.
How in thunder do you suppose it started?
Oh, I don't know, but it'll take every hand to put it out. Spread out, boys. We got to work fast.
What's that?
Sounds like gunfire.
Rustlers.
We're stampeding the herd.
We've been tricked, Mac.
Yeah.
What do we do?
Stay here and fight the fire. If them flames reach the ranch, it'll burn like paper.
What about the stairs?
Yeah, we're trailing after the fire's out. I'd sure like to get my hands on the polecats and start a prairie fire just to get their crooked fingers on some cash.
Sheltered from the dust storm in a cave, the Lone Ranger and Tonto watched a faint red glow spread against the black sky.
It's a grass fire, Tonto. How far away would you say it is?
Maybe 10, 15 miles.
With this wind, it'll take the ranchers hours to put it out.
We ride there?
Yes, Kimo Sabe. They'll need all the help they can get.
Yes, Silver.
Come, Scout.
All right, big fella.
Get him up, Scout.
Come on, Silver.
Meanwhile, in the back room of the cafe in Border City...
Hey, your deal, Barney. It was fun.
That idea of yours, Spade. Set the grass fire to call off the guards while Leif and the boys rustled the cattle.
Another thing they could do about it either, long as the wind was blowing the flames toward the range.
They'll trail the stairs as soon as it's out, though.
Not more than a few miles. The boys are covering up the trail by driving the herd over a rocky patch. That way, they won't leave tracks.
Yeah. Well, I guess Leif will be collecting the cash from that cattle buyer pretty soon.
Leif's got a job to do first.
What kind of job?
Tad Harrison arrives in town this morning.
Yeah, no. Heard he went straight to see the sheriff's daughter, Betty. They can't to sweeten each other.
He was just let out of the state prison.
What about it?
Tad was sent up for cattle rustling. Leif testified against him to save his own skin.
Yeah, I remember.
When the sheriff hears about tonight, he'll suspect Tad. But Tad'll have an alibi and put it on Leif's trail.
That means our trail. What'll we do?
Leif's already figured it out. He's aiming to beat Tad to the draw by pinning the blame on him.
How?
Leif's meeting Tad tonight in Silver Basin.
Well, that's on the trail where the boys are running the cattle.
Yeah. Leif's going to cut about 100 longhorns from the herd and drive them into the basin. Them steers will trample Tad to kingdom come.
He'll ride away from him.
He can't. Silver Basin's a regular pocket. He'd be trapped by rock walls on three sides and 100 stampeding steers from the other.
Say, that sure is slick.
Yeah, and when the sheriff finds him, he'll figure the Longhorns ran Harrison into the basin while he was rustling them, huh?
The wind howled wolfishly overhead as Tad Harrison reined in his horse in Silver Basin. He beat the sand from his sombrero and cotton shirt and waited impatiently for the man he had agreed to meet.
Steady, boy. I don't like it any more than you. At least we're not eating prairie dust for a change. I don't know why Leif Stevens has to see me tonight and here of all places. If I hadn't promised Betty I wouldn't, I'd settle accounts with that double-crossing polecat. What's that? Sounds like thunder. Longhorns, coming this way. They're heading in here.
As the Longhorns thundered toward Silver Basin, the death trap Leif Stevens had cunningly prepared for Tad, the Lone Ranger and Tonto raced along the same trail near the basin's entrance.
Rain over to the side, Tonto. Those tails will run us down.
Then come plenty fast.
Over, Silver. Cut those Longhorns out of the trail.
Follow them, Scout.
Here's the basin. They're waiting in the entrance while the cattle go by. Hold, Silver. Hold,
Scout.
Hold,
Tonto.
Hold, Tonto.
Looks like the Barzee brand, Tonto.
That right?
They're coming from the direction of the fire. I wonder if they...
Maybe ranchers drive them here. Save them from fire.
Judging by the size of that glow in the sky, I'd say the Barzee needed all hands to stop the flames.
Well, how cattle get here, then?
I don't...
Huh. Look there. Tonto, fire guns.
Cowboys don't do that. They're rustlers.
Them stampede some steers this way.
They'll trample us, Tonto. Right back into the basin.
Whoa, Silver! Get up, Scout!
Into the basin raced the powerful white stallion in the sturdy paint. Behind them thundered 100 Texas longhorns.
We're gaining on them, Tonto. We've got to stop them. This basin has only one outlet.
That man up ahead.
We can use him. Come on, sir.
Get him up, scout.
With only seconds to spare, the masked man and his Indian friend rode until they faced a sheer stone wall, then leaped from their horses. The Lone Ranger recognized Tad Harrison and quickly made him a part of his plan.
Hurry, cut down the brush with your knives. Keep it in as many piles as you can.
Working against time, the three men raced to the scattered brush, cutting it down and heaping it in piles in front of them. Then they set fire to each of the brush heaps.
The cattle are almost here.
They've got to stop.
Flames stopping, you see.
To the three men standing with their backs to the wall, the longhorns seemed to hurl their massive bulks forward for the kill. And the flames from the brush piles leaped into a curtain of fire, shielding the men.
Cattle are turning. They're heading back.
That was a close one. Say, what was that?
Look, the man who stampeded the cattle. He's fallen into them.
Riding with Tad to where the fallen man lay, the Lone Ranger and Tonto bent to examine the outlaw.
Him dead.
Why, it's Lafe Stevens.
Yes, I know.
He must have planned that stampede to kill me. That's why he asked me to meet him here.
Why would he want to kill you?
Why, I don't know.
The cattle you saw were part of a herd stolen by Lafe and his men from the Barzee Ranch. Tad?
But you know who I am?
Yes.
That mask. Are you an
outlaw? I'm not an outlaw. Tad, you were sent to prison for cattle rustling. You connected with this gang?
No. Well, when they set me free, I swore I'd go straight.
Well, I believe you, but I doubt if the sheriff will.
I don't understand.
Those steers were driven from the direction of that prairie fire.
Yeah, I saw the glow in the sky. It's gone now.
Them maybe put out flames.
That fire was apparently no accident, Tad. It probably was started by men working with Lafe so the gang could steal the cattle.
I guess you're right.
The sheriff will suspect you as one of them.
But it's not true.
Lafe was friendly with two strangers in town. They're members of the gang. They probably knew of his plan to kill you.
I don't know any strangers.
And since you just left jail, the chances are they don't know you.
But you've got
Dad, to... it'll be necessary for you to stand under cover for a while.
Oh, I can't even see Betty.
The sheriff's daughter?
Yeah. We were planning to be married soon.
Won't help your chances if you're jailed for rustling again, Tad.
You're right.
Take care of Lafe. Come along, Tonto.
What we do now?
We'll trail those steers. Hey, big fella. We'll be back soon to take you to our camp, Tad.
Come on, Silver. Get up, scout.
Hey, I don't even know who you are.
You look in saddlebag.
Saddlebag? A silver bullet. What? The Lone Ranger.
As the Lone Ranger, Tonto, and Tad Harrison talked in Silver Basin, the men of the Barzee Ranch, with the help of neighboring ranchers and townspeople hastily recruited by the sheriff, threw sand on the last flickering flames of the once roaring prairie fire.
Fire's just about out, Max.
Tell your men to stack them sides, Lefty. The sheriff has a word to say.
All right, boys. Drop what you're doing. We got other work to do.
Men, you all know this fire was started so a gang of the lowest coyotes you can imagine could rustle the Barzee steers.
You bet we know.
And when we get our fists on them, we'll teach them what it means to play with matches. Hi, boys!
I'm calling for volunteers to trail him, hombres, right now.
Count me in, Sheriff.
I reckon he can count us all in, can he, boy?
Yeah. All right, boys, get to your horses and ride.
Back on the trail, the muscular legs of the great horse Silver and the sturdy Scout stretched with powerful strides in pursuit of the stolen cattle. Even in the dark, the herd's hoof prints were easy to follow, though partly obliterated by the sifting sands. Then suddenly they were swallowed up by a 5-mile stretch of stone and shale known as Rocky Patch.
Ho, Silver, ho,
I was afraid of this, Tonto.
Russell is plenty smart.
It'll take hours to patrol the rim of this patch and pick up the trail. The way the wind is blowing the dust, the rustler's tracks will be completely covered before they're found.
We hunt anyway?
I know, Tonto. I have a better idea. Wait. It's the men from the Barzee.
Them follow cattle, too.
Look, Sheriff! A masked man and an Indian!
There we are!
Come on, Silver!
Get him up, Scout!
They're riding away!
Don't let him! They may be the poor catchers got in the fire!
Get him down, boys!
Get
the curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
Continue our story. The next day, two figures concealed by the low-hanging branches of a tree crept stealthily to the window of the back room of a cafe. One wore a white sombrero and a black mask. The other was an Indian.
Those are the two strangers I saw with the Leif, Tonto.
Uh-huh.
They may be members of the gang.
We listen, maybe find out.
Yes, come on.
Another game, Bonnie?
No. I'm sick of this waiting, Spade.
Yeah, take it easy.
We've been gambling here all night. What's keeping Leif?
He'll be along.
Yeah. Suppose he don't come.
What do you mean?
It'd be easy for him to slip over the border once he collected the cash.
I don't like that kind of talk, Bonnie.
I don't like this waiting either. We risked a noose setting that fire so he could rustle them cows. I want to see my cut.
Something must have happened, maybe.
What? Why, we watched him till he got the kettle clean away.
I mean in Silver Basin, while he was stampeding them stairs.
Yeah, you're loco. The only thing that could happen in that basin last night happened to Tad.
I reckon you're right. I don't see how Tad could turn the tables, but...
But what?
I'd feel a lot safer if we knew what that hombre looks like. Just in case he got Leif and came gunning for us.
Yeah, hogwash, Spade, you just...
What do you suppose that is?
I don't know. Leif wouldn't knock.
Want to talk to you two?
Oh, hello, Sheriff. Come on in.
You've been in town several days now. Claim you're interested in cattle.
We are.
Bought any steers?
Well, no.
The fact is, Sheriff, we ain't found any in these parts worth buying.
So you decided to get them another way, huh?
What do you mean?
500 prize Bar Z stock was raided last night. But I guess you boys wouldn't know anything about that, hmm?
Nope.
Or how that grass fire was started so as to make it easy for the rustlers to run the steers.
What grass fire?
You've been pretty friendly with Leif Stevens.
Ooh, just had a few drinks with him, Sheriff.
Suppose you ain't chummy with Tad Harrison, either.
Never met the hombre.
Appears to me it's more than just an accident. Them steers were stolen the day Tad was let out of prison. Looks to me like Tad and Leif Stevens buried the hatchet to pull this job. I ain't so sure you two weren't in on it.
Oh, now you got us wrong, Sheriff.
Yeah, maybe I have. Maybe I haven't. But I'm keeping an eye on you. Good day, gents.
From their place of concealment near the window, the Lone Ranger and Tonto watched the sheriff leave the cafe. Then the masked man turned to his Indian friend.
The sheriff is bluffing, Tonto. He's sure Spade and Barney are connected with the rustlers, but he has no proof.
Them not give him clue.
No.
Sheriff, maybe scare him out of town.
They won't go far without their share of the cash.
That's right.
With Leif Stevens dead, Wait.
What you think?
We may be able to trick them, Tonto.
You got a plan?
Yes. It's a long chance, but it may work.
What me do?
Return to the camp. I'll join you there. Wish me luck, Kimosabe.
Meanwhile, in the back room of the cafe, Spade and Barney hastily conferred.
Barney.
Yeah?
This place is getting a little too warm. We better get to Leif before the sheriff does.
Yeah. Somebody else's fingers will be on that cash if we don't.
Yeah, let's go.
Up your hands.
What the?
Mashed.
Sit down.
Who are you?
Leif Stevens stampeded a bunch of steers into Silver Basin last night. He thought he could make murder look like an accident.
How did you know?
I'm looking for the men who helped plan it.
We didn't have nothing to do with it, mister.
No, it was all Leif's idea.
It's the last idea Leif will have.
You mean you...
He's 6 feet under.
Say, you must be...
Who do you think I am?
Tad Harrison.
Yeah.
Well, what's it worth to keep me from turning you over to the sheriff?
Why,
One-third.
Sure, Tad. You can have Leif's share.
Who has the cash?
The man who bought the stairs. He was supposed to give Leif the money.
Where are the cattle located?
That's our secret.
Yeah.
May not be unless you act.
What do you mean?
The sheriff traced the cattle to Rocky Patch. His posse's patrolling the patch to pick up the trail and recapture the steers.
How do you know?
I saw them.
Spade, if that posse recaptures the cattle before we collect the cash, our work will be for nothing.
But how we get through Rocky Patch with the posse on guard?
By kidnapping the sheriff's daughter.
What? You're
going loco, Ted?
You want to collect the cash and cross the border, don't you?
Sure, then we'd be safe.
What's that got to do with it?
I get it. To save his daughter's life, the sheriff wouldn't stop us.
You mean?
He called in his posse and let us travel through Rocky Patch to pick up the cash.
What makes you so sure?
Because we'll leave a note threatening his daughter with death if she doesn't.
I don't know.
Afraid to, Spade?
Who's afraid?
Chip in, then.
All right. I mean.
Good. We'll draw lots.
What's for?
Spade, tear 3 strips from this newspaper.
Yeah, all right.
Hold them while Barney and I draw. The one who draws the shortest strip will stand guard outside the sheriff's house while the others go in.
Hurry up with them strips, Spade.
I'm arranging them.
Well, don't be so careful about it.
All right, all right. Yeah, I'm ready.
You first, Barney.
Sure. It's a long one.
I'll draw. Another long one. That means you have the short one, Spade.
Yeah.
You watch outside while Barney and I go in.
When should we pull this job, Ted?
I'll meet you at that clump of trees behind the sheriff's house at midnight.
Somebody's in for a big surprise.
Yes, Barney. Somebody is.
That evening, the two outlaws made hasty but careful preparations for kidnapping the sheriff's daughter and eluding the sheriff's posse in order to pick up the cash for the stolen cattle. Meanwhile, the Lone Ranger conferred with Tonto and Tad at their camp not far from town.
You know what to do, Kemosabe?
Tonto, no.
Don't miss with that knife.
Me not miss.
I know I can count on you. Tad, have you written the note to Betty, the sheriff's daughter?
Yeah, it's right here.
Yeah, what did you say?
This is what you told me to say. Told her about tonight's plan and to stay overnight with her aunt to avoid risk.
Good.
Me take note now?
Yes, Tonto. It'll soon be time for me to meet the rustlers.
Come, scout. Me see you after midnight, huh?
Yes, Tonto. If everything works as we planned, Tad will be free to go tomorrow.
Thanks to you two.
Get him up, scout!
Promptly at midnight, the masked man met with Spade and Barney in the clump of trees behind the sheriff's house. Barney showed the masked stranger, whom he and Spade thought to be Tad Harrison, the note he had written to be left after the kidnapping. It threatened Betty, the sheriff's daughter, with death unless her father complied with the outlaw's demand that the posse be withdrawn in order to clear their way through Rocky Patch to the pay cash. Then, as the moon hid behind a heavy cloud, the three crept quietly toward the sheriff's house.
Reckon they're asleep.
Yeah. There ain't a light shown.
Stand by this window, Spade. You can watch the inside of the house from here.
Yeah.
Barney and I will go around to the front.
Don't be long.
Glad you're with me instead of Spade, Barney. You've got more nerve.
Spade's cautious, that's all.
Spade would like to collect the cash from the cattle buyer in one piece, Barney.
What do you mean?
Remember when we drew lots?
Yeah.
Spade made all 3 strips of paper long.
He did?
Yeah. As long as we drew first, he could throw his strip away or break it short. Claim ours were long.
What did he do that for?
Well, he wanted to be sure to be chosen for outside duty. If this plan fails, it'll be the two of us inside that'll be trapped.
Say, that's right.
Now be careful of that loose pole.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, maybe Spade's figuring to double-cross us, Tad.
We'll soon know.
Maybe he's planning on something happening to us.
Keep your gun ready.
It is. Don't worry. If I thought Spade would double-cross us, I'd riddle him in a minute. What is it?
Spade's watching right outside that window.
What do we do?
We've got to pass the window to get to the girl's room, Barney.
Yeah?
You pass the window first. You hear me whistle? Drop to the floor fast.
Where'll you be?
Watching Spade through the window.
Well, here goes. What happened?
Look.
A knife. Where that double-crossing polecat? Tried to pin me with a knife, huh? I'll show
Drop
him.
Drop that gun, Barney.
What?
Drop it.
Another double crosser, eh? Take this.
What's going on here?
There's a prisoner for you, Sheriff.
Masked.
This is one of the men who started the prairie fire.
You ain't selling me out alone, Ted. That double cross of Spade is in this as deep as I am.
Mort?
Don't stand there like a fool, Sheriff. I tell you, Spade's outside. He's as guilty of starting that fire as I am. Get after him. He'll escape.
No, he won't. Spade's already been taken care of. He didn't double-cross you, Barney. You double-crossed him. Someone else threw that knife. But you've given the sheriff enough evidence to arrest you both.
I should say he has.
I lied, Sheriff.
Why did you come here tonight, Barney? You came to kidnap the sheriff's daughter, so he wouldn't prevent you and Spade from claiming the cash for the stolen cattle.
Frame up, I tell you, Sheriff.
Sheriff, you'll find proof in Barney's pocket. A note he wrote threatening your daughter with death unless you complied.
Why, you mangy coyote.
What about this, hombre, Sheriff? Ted Harrison. He didn't do any work, but he was willing to share in the cash.
I'm not Tad Harrison, Barney.
Of course he ain't.
You said you were.
No, Barney. You said I was. You and Spade.
Here's a real Tad Harrison right here.
He's right, Barney.
You won't have any trouble getting Barney to tell you where to find the cattle now, Sheriff. Or the gang either.
Mister, I don't know who you are, but I don't mind telling you this case had me stumped. I had a posse searching the patch for hoof prints. But after that dust storm, it'd take a miracle for me to find him.
You mean the trail was covered by the dust?
Clean as a whistle.
Well, that low-down coyote. The masked man knew it all the time.
You're wasting your breath, Barney. He's gone.
Gone? But who is he?
He's the Lone Ranger.
You have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. Please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application. Follow us on Facebook, OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. And send the show an email, podcast@otrwesterns.com. This episode is copyright under the attribution, non-commercial, share-alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and again, thanks for listening.